online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are expecting their third child. Kensington Palace announced the news after Kate had to pull out of an engagement today because of severe morning sickness. The couple are said to be thrilled. Here's Sky's royal correspondent, Rhianna Mills.
They're not saying how many weeks pregnant she is. I think, as with her previous pregnancies, the announcement had to come probably earlier than the couple had hoped, but obviously because she isn't feeling very well.
KMFM News.
It's reported North Korea is planning another ballistic missile test as the US threatens military action. Emma has more for KMFM.
News of the latest nuclear test was broken by state media. Now the South says Kim Jong-un is preparing to launch another missile. US Defense Secretary James Mattis has warned.
Any threat will be met with a massive military response.
But former British Ambassador John Everard says,
I doubt very much that Kim Jong-un is taking these threats seriously.
Australia's Prime Minister thinks it's the highest risk of war for 60 years.
Conflict on the Korean Peninsula would be a disaster.
The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting later.
Two people have appeared in court charged with murder a week after a man's body was found at a block of flats in Chatham. 29-year-old James O'Rourke was discovered with head and facial injuries at Corker's house in Shipwrights Avenue. The man and woman, who are in their 30s, are due back in court to enter a plea at the end of the month. Another man who's accused of the same offence is due to make his first appearance in court on Thursday. A man's in hospital with serious head injuries after being hit by a van near Dartford. The 31-year-old was taken to King's College Hospital in the capital after it happened on London Road in Stone around 8:30 last night.
This is KMFM.
KMFM has been told some schools in Kent are struggling to recruit teachers. The Kent Teach website has around 90 vacancies advertised, while a new report says more than 40 Kent schools don't have a head teacher. It comes as children start to go back to classrooms this week. Nikki Curry's from 3R's teacher recruitment in Ashford. She says some positions are harder to fill than others.
We've found that a lot of schools have found it increasingly difficult to recruit teachers. Maths and science has always been quite problematic, but other positions we found difficult as well, like English and media.
Police are hunting a man who's reportedly been exposing himself to people in a park in Medway. It's claimed the suspect was seen acting indecently in an alleyway in Broomhill Park in Strood on Friday and Saturday morning. A man who punched another man from behind before running away has been jailed for more than 2.5 years. 34-year-old David Dyer from Ramsgate Road in Broadstairs carried out the unprovoked assault during a disturbance last August. It's emerged more than 130 people in Kent have died in the past 10 years waiting for an organ transplant. The figures have been released at the start of Organ Donation Week. About the same number in the county are currently waiting for life-saving surgery. James Borton is an organ donation nurse at the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust.
If they sign up on the register and speak to their family and say, actually, I want to do this if I die, it makes the family's decision much easier if they end up in that situation, because we still have to talk to the family and discuss their next of kin's end of life wishes.
And Sam Smith has tweeted his first single since 2015 will be called Too Good at Goodbyes. He announced last week that he'll be releasing a new track on Friday. In his post, he says he's so excited for everyone to hear the new song.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, England have a big match in the World Cup qualifying later. The Group F leaders are up against second place Slovakia at Wembley. Manager Gareth Southgate says they've got to make the most of the chance to move 5 points clear with 2 games to go.
This result can virtually get us to Russia, so I think everybody wants that, and it would be great if we get the level of support that I know that stadium can bring.
Meantime, Scotland have a must-win match against Malta at Hampton, and in Group C, Northern Ireland can guarantee a runners-up place with a draw at home to the Czech Republic. And in tennis, Britain's Jamie Murray's back in men's doubles action later at the US Open. He and partner Bruno Suarez continue the defence of their title against Robert Lindstedt and Jordan Thompson after reaching the third round. Also in action today are men's and women's top seeds Rafael Nadal and Karolina Pliskova.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.